You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time.
This next story is so sweet. Two college sweethearts took their love for each other and their love for sweets and turned it into a gig. They started a cookie delivery company right across the street from the University of Texas, where both of them went to school. But their reach far exceeds the 40 acres these days. Joining me to talk about warm baked cookies and the expansion of their business are the owners of Tiff's Treats, Tiffany and Leon Chen. Thank you so much for being with the Standard today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay, so Tiff, can I call you Tiff?
Yes, you can.
Before we begin to talk about the expansion of your business, can you tell me a little bit more about where the idea for the cookie company came from?
Yeah, sure. The idea really came from my partner and husband, Leon. At the time, we were boyfriend and girlfriend, and we were students at the University of Texas. I actually stood him up on a date. So that's where it started. I stood him up on a date, and when I got home, my mom told me that it was rude and I should do something to apologize. So I used to bake cookies for fun, so I baked him a set of cookies, and I drove him over to his dad's house where he was staying. And when I got there, the cookies were still warm. So he got the cookies, and then I drove back home, and by the time I got home, he called me up and said, hey, when we go back to school in a couple weeks, we're going to do this like a business. It's going to be just like pizza delivery, but with cookies. So we're going to be delivering warm cookies to all the students.
So you took her apology and turned it into a business.
Yeah, I guess I did. I did not realize it would turn into a full-fledged business, but I was thinking about getting a job for a pocket change in college when I got back, and this opportunity presented itself, so I thought, why not run with it?
So how well did it work? I mean, did the idea of warm cookie delivery take off right away, or were you competing with Domino's?
It did not take off at all. I think we waited 3 days before we even got any order. So the first 3 days, zero orders. Day four, we got one order and we were so excited about it. But it was very slow. We would have a couple of orders a night for a long time.
Well, we did this out of our apartment in Hyde Park at the time. So we had no overhead. So we would mostly just sit around, watch movies, do homework and stuff like that and wait for orders to trickle in. Five orders a night would be plenty busy for us at first.
So you were spending all the money you were making delivering the cookies, waiting around doing nothing while you were waiting.
Yeah. I don't think, you know, it was funny because Liam wanted to avoid getting a job, so he thought that this would be a way to make money, but I don't think we actually paid ourselves for maybe the first 5-6 years. We never took a paycheck.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
And now Tiff's Treats is a staple in Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you don't,
if you
say so. I've got a box right here. You don't get cookie delivery in Austin unless you get it from Tiff's Treats. That's at least what I've been told by our producer.
No, that's good. I hope so.
We've been very fortunate to have the kind of support that we have here in Austin.
But you're not just in Austin now. You've really expanded.
Yes. We are in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio.
So how did you get to be so big? I mean, from such a slow start, what did it take business-wise to get you where you are now?
Lots and lots of long hours and stressing about making payroll and making rent. Really, for us, it just started off as slow as it possibly could and kind of built upon itself. We were only part-time. We were only open 8 p.m. to midnight Sunday through Thursday while we were in college. So we could go to class during the day, and it was only Sunday through Thursday, so we could go out on Fridays and Saturdays because we were, after all, still college students. But once we graduated is when we decided to try to take it seriously to see if we could make a run at a real business. And even then, it took about 3 years of 100-plus hour weeks and working 7 days a week just trying to make ends meet.
And you did your own deliveries back then?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we did. The two of us did everything from, you know, making the batches to baking the cookies to doing the deliveries to marketing, the finances, all of it. But we did start hiring some people about a year into it, I think. Maybe we hired some friends.
Our friends' little brothers who are little freshmen. Freshman boys at Castilian at the time.
Who had cars, I guess.
Who had cars, and they all joined up to make pocket change money, beer money, I guess, in college. And they were there were four of them that started, and all four of them are actually still with the company today. They're actually back. Three of them left and came back, and one of them stayed the entire time, including our CFO, was one of our first delivery drivers.
So I was going to say, no longer delivering cookies, I'm sure.
Actually, no. They sometimes still
well,
do.
You know what? You never know on a busy day sometimes.
Oh, wow. That's great. So listen, talk to me a little bit about your expansion plan. So started in Austin, now you're in cities across Texas and you're leaving the Lone Star State.
Yeah, we're this is the year for us to go out of state. We finally decided it's time to make that leap. So we will be opening a store outside of Texas at some point this year.
Wow. So you have this unique idea. You're about to take it to a whole new level. Of all the things that you've done, the 100-hour weeks, the self-delivery and everything else, what are you most proud of in this whole time?
I'm really proud of the fact that we have a group of people that have kind of joined on very early with us and watching these people grow. Our production facility manager, she started off as a freshman at UT and she had never been on a plane before, and we had actually sent her on a trip to check out some equipment, and that was the first time she ever went on a plane. Now she's a grown-up mother of two, and we hired her back years later, and it's great to see people grow and to grow the company with people that we care about.
You call that brand loyalty too, right?
Right.
Tiffany and Leon Chen are the founders of Tiff's Treats, a Texas cookie delivery company that's continuing to grow. Thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with the new... Horizons.
Thank you.
Thank you.